It's going to be probably a different game, the way Cork approach matches compared to Dundalk. I would say Dundalk maybe will come here and try and go for the victory, while Cork maybe sat on and were happy with a point. So that could benefit your side, with Dundalk coming here for a victory.
It might, but they've got good players, and we can't disagree with that, you know. And they're a different type of team to Cork. What Cork do is very good, very efficient, and I don't know, the way we played on Friday night, I don't think Dundalk would have got a point from that game, whereas Cork did. That doesn't mean we can beat Dundalk tomorrow night, but what it does mean, it means that people don't recognise the efficiency of Cork and how they play. They play to get wins, and if they don't get a win, they get something from the game. So you could see that I felt we were the more prominent team against them, but we didn't win the game, you know. And you have to acknowledge that they're good at what they do.
It's a case too, when you look at your setup, the so many big games, so many times, it's so close to each other, it's obviously tough in your squad too.
It's tough in the squad, it's great for supporters, but it's really tough in our squad, and we know that, and we're playing next Monday again, by the way, and it makes it really, really difficult to get some form of consistency and to get some energy, you know. For a manager, it's very difficult. People never look at that because it drains you as a manager, because you're trying to say something different to them and it's only 3 days apart. You're trying to speak about, you know, the opponent and how we prepare and how we look to improve upon our last performance. And it's coming quick and fast for us.
But because it's such another big game, as you say, the players relish these games, and as you say, the fans relish it too, because I would expect another packed house at the Brandywell.
Yeah, definitely. And I honestly think that, you know, the supporters have given us great support. They've had a tremendous lift, and I speak to so many of the older supporters and they say it's brilliant. And I bumped into a few Cork supporters after the game, and theirs is really good atmosphere at Cork. So for them to say that's the best they've seen this season, that's great testament to our supporters, because the Cork supporters are fantastic. We can't deny that. But for their own supporters to say, look, that was fantastic, the support that you were given and how vociferous and how much they were behind the team was fantastic. So we have to recognise that.
Any sort of injuries or suspensions for tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, we just found out this morning, just now, in the middle of our session, that Rory Hale is out, suspended for one game, which is it's difficult because it's a game that they dug out away at Limerick. I don't know why it's happened now, but he had four bookings, but he had one at Limerick, which wouldn't... The Rosala ones come through on the post to us on Wednesday, which were after the Limerick game. It's just a wee bit... it's hard to understand, but we have to accept it.